We had mentioned last week that Grundy R5 would be playing North Harrison at North Harrison. It'd probably be a pretty good thing, but the conference tournament, it didn't go necessarily as the seeds might indicate last week, as Grundy did play North Harrison on Saturday. But after a couple upsets in the semifinal round, it was for third. North Harrison got the better of Grundy, so it's a rare two-game losing streak coming into the week for the Lady Panthers, who are done with playing in Galt, so they have a couple of road games this week. They'll go to Tri-County tomorrow. Lady Panthers at Pattonsburg on Thursday. District starts Saturday. I'm sure disappointed for the girls then last week with a pair of losses, Coach Fordyce, but the only thing you can do to fix that is just go out and win this week, right?
That's right. We went in, and I really don't know what happened. I think we just kind of fell apart, and we got out of sync, and it seems like when we lose two games in a row, and I hope we don't do that anymore.
I've been feeling it the last 5 days. You just told me that you're coming up with a cold. How is it going with the girls right now? Is everything pretty healthy?
This last week I had one that never, you know, she never got to come back to the to play. But she isn't a starter. But, you know, it's just nice having everybody there. And I had one that had just gotten over the flu. And other than that, you know, we were pretty healthy. So I really can't blame, you know, our losses due to, you know, colds and flus and all of that. I think, you know, we just lost because we just didn't play as well as we should have.
Does that come down to just, you know, maybe on offense, the ball moving not as well? You're not setting picks as crisply? The ball just not going in the hoop? Is it kind of all of the above?
All of the above. I think, and their defense was more aggressive than our defense. We have got to get a little tougher on that. And then I think whenever we come up against a defense that's really aggressive, sometimes if things don't go well right off the bat, we kind of fall apart, and we look for that leader, and sometimes we have someone that steps up, and if one of our leaders isn't quite on, it seems like they all kind of get down, and it's just hard to get them built back up, and that's something we're going to have to work on.
Last Tuesday, you played Newtown Harris. You won by 20. How'd you play in that ball game, Coach?
We did not play well. I think when we played them at Grundy, I think it was almost a 50-point spread. And, you know, and I played all my kids. Everybody played, and it was just kind of, we just played and went through the motions. And when we played Newtown up at North Harrison, we started out behind. And then, I don't know, at halftime I told the girls, I said, do you want to play ball or do you just want to go out there and go through the motions? So finally they did step it up, but it was only a 20-point game, and they had to work for that.
It's a prime example of when coaches say sometimes you win and you don't get better by winning. That's a prime example, because it sounds like it kind of led you down that path where a couple of losses followed.
Yeah, and I have a couple of girls that are kind of, you know, wondering, you know, I've got some things that, like, for example, you know, Jandy's kind of struggling right now, but now she has desire, she has the want to, she has all of that, but right now things aren't, you know, going well for her, and so she's working on that. She's tough, and I know it's not because she doesn't care, because she does truly care, but she'll work through it and she'll get through it. And I just think I just didn't see the team effort. Like, you know, if somebody's down, you try to pick them up. You know, you all work together. You got it. You can't come off the floor discouraged. You have to come off the floor, sit on the bench, look and watch the game, see what they're doing wrong, see what the other team's doing. So when you go back out there, you know what to do. And I think when we sit down and we're all discouraged and we're not even paying attention, that really hurts the whole team. And then just the show of discouragement on the faces hurts everybody. So they're going to have to learn to have a little bit more, I don't know, maybe come off the floor, or even go out on the floor, act like you have a little more fun than that, and maybe get the fun back in the game.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at your squad, too, and as disappointing as the semifinal loss was, you know, those happen every once in a while. You have one go in the wrong column, maybe it's a little bit unexpected. East Harrison got you by 10. I was kind of looking at it going, well, you know, Grundy gets a shot at North Harrison, playing him again at North Harrison, and yeah, it just looked like kind of a defensive game where they kind of held your offense down more than you wanted Saturday.
They did. And when we fouled, we seemed to foul the ones that could make the, you know, the free throws. I mean, we fouled, I see the little Craig girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking here, she had 18 points. She didn't have a lot of, in the fourth quarter, she didn't score any, but she had eight of those 18 points were free throws. And she never missed a one. So when we're fouled, you know, we've got to learn to go straight up. And if, you know, like I told the girls, if they're going in tough and you know you can't stop them, you're going to have to let them go. Don't foul on top of everything. Mm-hmm. That just made it twice as bad. So it was, maybe this will be a humbling experience.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, this is always a key word. You want to lose basketball games or you want to struggle, turn over the ball too much. And you quite frankly said, you know, we had too many turnovers those two games.
Oh, we did. We just turned the ball over, and it was like basic mistakes, like traveling, bad passing, you know, things like that. And that's junior high. And I told the girls, you've got to get in your head that you're not junior high anymore, and you need to go out there and you need to think, because these girls are smart. I just think we got out of sync. We just got frustrated, and I honestly really don't know why, because I really truly believe, had we played like we have been playing, we could have easily, you know, defeated any three of those teams, Mercer, North Harris, and East Harris. I truly believe we have the ability to win games with them, and we just didn't do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that tournament was winnable. You know, opportunity lost. You go to Jamesport tomorrow, Coach. A Tri-County team that, if you look at their records from past seasons to this season, they're a lot better. But I think that's a winnable game on the road. But you'll be the first one to tell the girls, we got to play better if we want to get a win on Tuesday.
Exactly. We have to go in with every game with the intention of playing as tough as we can. And I know I have some girls that are cheerleaders as well. And, like, you know, I'm sure tonight, you know, our boys are going to go to they play tonight at North Harrison for the I can't remember. Is it the consolation game?
Okay.
And so it'll be a late night there, and I'll have at least three of my girls will be going up there, so they're going to have a late night tonight. So, and that's another thing, you know, when girls are involved in a lot of things, sometimes you need to pick which one you really want to put the most effort into, because you get wore down.
It's not a short drive from Galt to Eagleville either.
That is a long drive, and, you know, and we went the long way around this week due to the weather, because when we went up there Saturday, it had not done anything here, but when you got north of Bethany, they had snow.
Right.
So I can see why they, you know, delayed games and postponed games because of the weather. And North Harrison, they're a nice bunch of people up there. I mean, they really worked with us. They were really good.
You got Pattonsburg on Thursday. They've had a little bit of a rebuilding season, so I kind of look at this week as, you know, Tri-County, I think, is a swing game. You get that one in the win column, I think it can turn you in the right direction going toward districts, because, you know, a lot of districts start next Monday and Tuesday. Yours doesn't. You go over to Purdon, so not a very long drive, and you see Buckland-Macon County on Saturday at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. And we've played them before. So we played them twice. So we beat them twice, but I'll be honest with you, they're really physical, and they get, I'm just going to say it, I hope we have officials that call it, because I know they tend to be a little more physical than probably they should be, so we'll be looking out for that.
Brashear, then, is the number two seed. You figure if you win, you're going to say, you probably see Brashear, unless there's a huge upset. I know Brashear and Bevere are from the same conference, but have you seen Brashear at all this year, Coach?
Yeah, we played Brashear. We lost to Brashear. So that's a team, but it was I think we lost by 9 in the Milan tournament. So that team, that's another one of those teams that could go either way. And as a matter of fact, during the seeding meeting, see, Green City was seeded first, and we tied with Brashear for second. And then we had to break the tie, and Brashear got the second seed, so we got the third seed.
Well, that tournament bracket is, quite frankly, you know, Green City's sitting up there. Yeah, I think they're ranked number 3. They're 22-0. They're the team to beat. Now, you've played them already a couple of times. The whole goal of this tournament is going to be, you know, get yourself to the championship game and see if you can knock off Green City.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that I hope we get it together this week, and then we go in strong. And as I told the girls, we've had a really good season, and we've been really strong. Let's not let up now. Let's stay tough and stay focused and, you know, keep going as far as we can. So, you know, it's kind of up to the girls, and I'll do the best I can, too, to help them get there.
That is the head coach of the Grundy R5 girls, Leanna Fordyce. Busy week this week. 3 games starting over at Jamesport tomorrow. Leanna, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.